Blog Talk Radio.
93 Tweed. FM is strong. Yeah. I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild. And I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.3 Tweed FM is on. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holler at my man Tweed.
93 Cadillac. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Uh-huh.
93. Sweet.
Cause Cadillac gonna take it from here to there.
FM.
And make you get your game on, man. Got it right. Every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz.
Ah.
Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Tweed Cadillac do his thing. Yeah. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, East Coast player.
93 Tweed.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man Tweed Cadillac.
Uh-huh. 93 Tweed FM. So you like that? I know you do.
93.3 Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Block Talk Radio.
Live in the funk zone. Welcome to 93.3 Tweed FM. Yes, sir. You're in the funk zone. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. Call this the After Six Cruise Mix. You're putting a C on the funk, y'all. This broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indie. 347-308-8747. Holler at a player, but don't yell. Very, very special guest in the house tonight. The Leather Queen. Stay tuned, y'all.
Treasure, your love is good, it's all in that for real.
Call in, y'all. 347.
All right, y'all. Here we go.
308-8747.
Clap your hands and you stomp your feet because you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Jim the Third, and I am him. Just me, Fat Fat, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Gaze down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody.
LIG's up, lyrically intensified gang. And right now I got you tuned into 93.3 on your FM ism. The only station playing the funkadelic with the temptation. You dig?
93.3, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, B-gang fitter. Straight Los Angeles, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Shamrockers with the business. Working, focus, new West Coasting. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie. And it's you I'm choosing, keep it G steady moving. It's like a jungle, sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top and no, it won't stop. We're heated that beat, knock me fall off, I think not. It's lights on at 9 o'clock. I'm posted up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com. And the ears, you know what the really is. 93.3 Cadillac, baby.
93.3, we know your FM is
good.
Whatever.
93.3, Lowrider Oldie, R&B and all in between. No skinny jeans. After six cruise mix, y'all.
Thank you.
93.3 FM. Yes. We have a lot of good things in store for you in the upcoming months. I want to thank everybody for their support and love. May 30th, the incomparable stylings of Miss Melba Moore.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you tonight?
Fine, honey. This is Maxie B.
I'm sure it is. The one and only, y'all. Maxie B live in the house, 93.3 Tweed. How you doing,
hi,
love?
Fine, Tweed. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. You gracing me with your presence. That makes it all much better over here.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Man, we have a lot to talk about. I don't know if you remember this, but we met back in the day at a recording facility in Los Angeles called the Zoo Kingdom.
The Zoo Kingdom?
The L.A. Zoo, yeah. We was in a facility way back in the day, and we briefly met. I never forgot that day, though, man. It was very, very beautiful, man. I'm glad to have you aboard.
Well, I'm glad I left a lasting impression on you, Tweed.
Indeed you did. Man, I heard that you have a lot to talk about, man. You're very vocal. You know, what are you up to these days?
Oh, how much time you got?
Man, we have a 2-hour show, and it's catered to you.
I just stepped out of an A&R. My son, 17. He just turned 17, and he's in his first A&R meeting right now with some cats from Universal that are producing a new artist named Sam. He's about 19 years old, and they're elated by his music tracks, and I'm just very, very proud mom right now. So I just stepped outside to do the interview, and
wow, that's a beautiful situation, man. That is, man, that's great news for you, man. I heard that you're in and out, you're on the road, you're doing all kind of things. You have a new single.
Yes.
Man, you're just all over the place, right?
You know, I'm trying to, the many facets of MaxiB, I'm just, you know, you work everything that you got until something hits, and I just get bored, you know. I'm always reinventing myself, and just because, you know, the Mary Jane girls haven't been the Mary Jane girls in 30 years doesn't mean I can't take those talents that I learned and work them in my son's life and still in my own. So I'm just a talented woman, I guess, and I just try to work it wherever I can.
I feel your plight. I'm going through the same thing. It's hard to make a transition, man, when you've been in the game so long.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're still doing what you do. You know, you have any concerts or any other project scheduled that you'd like to air?
Not really any concerts right now. I'm not really doing the Mary Jane girl thing at this time, because there's like three watered down versions of the group. So until the girls can come back together and come to their senses and do one big reunion tour, which may or may never happen. I mean, the Mary Jane girls was 30 years ago. I'm all about reinvention, and I'm so much more passionate about so many other things right now that's what's, you know, taking up most of my time.
Well, I have a guy from Seattle, Washington. His name is Ricky Martin, and he says you're beautiful, and he just wanted you to know that. I had to throw that in there.
Really?
For him. Yeah, man, he loves you to death. Also,
thank you.
What I need you to do, I need you to, since you're co-hosting with me tonight, I need you to give me a happy birthday to Jimmy Caraway. He loves you as well.
Well, thank
say
you,
happy
Jimmy.
Birthday,
say happy
Jimmy
birthday,
Caraway.
My Taurus brother. Is he still a Taurus? Are we on the cusp of Gemini now?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm a Virgo. I'm really not up on that part of it, but he loves you as well, and I know he would enjoy
thank
that
you.
Happy birthday out to him.
Yeah,
that's
my
birthday
just passed on the 17th, so if he's, you know, if he's a Taurian, happy birthday, my Taurian brother.
Yes, yes, sir. Now, that's gangster. So let's talk about the biz, man. Who does Maxi Bond listen to when she's out rolling around? What type of music do you like?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm really digging jazz a lot. And my relaxation time, I really like jazz. And I'm really digging Miguel right now. I really like Miguel a lot. And then, of course, my son, you know, he's into the trap and dubstep and, you know, the house sound and electronic, you know, the EDM and all that. So I get a pretty good variety of everything. And then sometimes I dig out my Sarah Vaughan and, you know, my Billie Holiday and, you know, that type of thing too. So, and sometimes symphony even. You know, I'm really digging. I got my new Camaro, and I'm riding around listening to my Sirius radio. So I'm really enjoying
it. Wow, get out of here. Get out of here. That's beautiful. And I'm sure you're going to tell all your friends that you listen to Night 3-Point Tweet as well.
Of course. I am now.
We have a caller, I think, wants to talk to you. Hold on 1 second. You're live, y'all, with Maxi Bond, the Leather Queen.
Yo, 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 Tweet Cadillac, it's your boy Jay Chill. What's up, Maxi Bond? Mary Jane girls in the house.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Hey, good, good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm blessed, you know, just to have another day, and I'm trying to do something positive with it. You know, I ask God to bless me every day so I can be a blessing to others, and my day's been fulfilled.
Absolutely, definitely, definitely. It's a blessing to have you in the game still, you know, of music, and you've done so much in your career, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. Y'all can't get rid of me that fast.
No, heck no. Hey, I want to say what up to my man Tweet Cadillac. How you doing, player?
Oh, sir, man. I'm doing swell, man, as far as I could tell, man. You know, every day is a blessing, you know, and what you do today can dictate tomorrow, man. I really appreciate everyone's support.
Not a problem, man, all the time. 100, man, definitely. You guys have a blessed night. Wanted to call in and send you guys a shout-out. We'll talk to you real soon. I'm tuned in.
Thank you so
much.
That's
beautiful, man.
No
Thank
problem.
You so
God bless
much,
you guys.
Sir.
Tweed Cadillac,
Thank you
baby.
So much.
Yeah. All right.
So, Maxie, let's go into one of your joints, man. It's going to take them way back, man. Way, way back. With Maxie Bond, Mary Jane Girls. How are you, Ma?
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm sorry to put you on hold, man, but everybody want to hear your classics. We have to do it.
Hey,
we just
no
got to do
it. That. I was enjoying it myself.
Let's talk about your new single. Tell me a little something about Shine. I had it on my desk for a couple weeks now. Also, I would love to apologize to you for my debut broadcast. It didn't quite go right, man. We had a little technical difficulties. I want to just really thank you for coming back and gracing me with your presence.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. No problem. You got to get in where you fit in, you know.
I understand. Tell us about your new single.
Well, you know, it's not really that new. It's been out now, I think, a good year now. But I did a little video. People can view the video if you go to, YouTube. Go to Shine Maxie B, on YouTube, and you could view the video. And if you like it, give it a thumbs up and or make a nice comment, whatever you like. But it was just something that I had to really get off my chest for many reasons. You know, I was in a place in my life where a lot of people were trying to dim my light and, you know, take off my shine. And I just, you know, had to buckle up and get a little more confident. And then I was inspired also by, you know, working in the Gay and Lesbian Center. And I was really touched, you know, by some of the, you know, children that were homeless, that had left their nest because they had finally had the nerve to tell their parents they were, you know, they were gay or lesbian, and, you know, a lot of their parents threw them out of the house. So there's a lot of homeless gay and lesbian children in Hollywood living in the streets, and in West Hollywood here in California, we have a facility where they house them. So, you know, I'm able to talk with them or, you know, give them some information. And I just want people to know that we're all born and we have to be comfortable in our skin and be comfortable with who we are and who we were born to be, as Lady Gaga said. And, you know, so I just wasn't, you know, compelled to write this song. And it was something that I just wanted to do. I just wanted to write a song, you know, about turn on your light and just shine. And when people get in your way or they make you feel inferior, just, you know, my saying is just turn on your light and blind their ass, you know, because...
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Who you are.
Treat others like you want them to treat your mama. You know what I mean? That's my motto.
And it's funny you say that because my mother always taught me treat others how you want to be treated. And if you want to have a friend, be a friend. And, you know, these are two things that stuck out in my mind, and I've always treated others how I want to be treated. I don't always get back the same treatment, however. And, you know, I faced a lot of jealousies coming up in life, you know, being beautiful inside and out. Sometimes people can't be that, so they want to belittle you so that they can shine. And,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I just wanted to express that to people that, you know, if you're overweight and you're comfortable, that's good. If you're too skinny and you're comfortable, if your teeth are bucked or your feet are too big or your hair is bald or whatever your issue is that you feel inferior about, turn it around. You know, that's who God made you to be. And, you know, be comfortable with who you are because this is your life. You have to live it, you know. And life is really too short for all of that other stuff. It really is. So I just wanted
exactly.
to
love yourself
by the song. You know, it doesn't have to be an overnight success. It doesn't have to go viral. It's just something that I wanted to do. I never got to step out of the Mary Jangles as a solo artist, or any of us, in fact. You know, we just, you know, Rick never let us, you know, become relevant after the Mary Jangles. And, you know, I was like, one monkey doesn't stop one show, and it's something I always wanted to do. And my manager was like, hey, it's a nice song. Let's do a video. And I was like, why not? Let people see how I look at 54 years old, that I take good care of myself, that I still have the tools what it takes. And, you know, I just wanted the people to see that and to hear my message.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Love yourself if nobody else do. You know, we have a caller, I believe, that probably wants to talk to you. Hold on 1 second. You're on the air live with Maxi Bond, the Leather Queen. Caller.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Lamont from World Movement.
Hello, Lamont. How are you?
I'm fantastic, fantastic. I just called to give a shout out to Mr. Tweed Cadillac and you, Maxi B. I'm glad to hear you're still doing it and still sounding wonderful.
Thank you, honey. Well, I'm going to die trying, let's put it like that.
Me and you
I'm
both.
Just going to keep doing me till, you know, God doesn't want me on earth anymore and he calls me home.
Yeah, I know that's right. I'm going to stand forever. And it just so happened here recently, I started doing a little work with Billy Nunn from Stone City.
Oh, great. Band. Yeah, that's my baby, Billy Nunn, out of Las Vegas, original Stone City band member.
Absolutely, those are my peeps too.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart, and he really has a great love and respect for me, and I for him as well. All my brothers in Stone City Band, I have so much respect for them, and they're fighting their way back to the scene, and you know, they're amazing. These guys play so good still, and you know, they're such a great group of guys, and still so humble. And even though most of us were dealt a bad hand with Rick, you know, it's like, hey, we still got to get up and go. People
absolutely
still want to listen. We're ready to play.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to bump heads pretty soon. There's some other thing I want to ask you before I let you go. How do you feel about the industry, how it is now, you know, opposed to how it was, you know, earlier on, you know, with the artists and how they attacked the business?
Well, you know, the thing is, people have to remember that it is the music business. And one thing I always tell young artists, and my son including, is I'm in an A&R meeting with him right now, and they're like, you know, I'm like, hey, when it comes to talking numbers, we're not going to do the Rick James on my son. You know, we're going to make sure the paperwork is right. You're going to get paid. You're going to get, you know, what you're worth. And I just tell young artists, learn the business first, because it's called show business for a reason, because it is a business. It's just not about being cute and making music and, hey, I'm going to blow up overnight. It's a lot of hard work. Some artists get more favor than others. Some get the payola game. You know, it depends who you sign with. It depends who's backing you, you know, how much promotional dollars, you know, you're worth, et cetera, et cetera. Some people make it in the game and some people don't. But whether you make it or not, I say be passionate about your craft. And if you love it and you're living it and loving it, then you should be happy no matter who hears your music or how far it goes. You know, just stay passionate at your craft. And if that's what God blessed you to do, I say do it. But the business has changed a little bit. The only thing that hasn't changed is still the publishing game. If you get signed up, they still want your pub, and, you know, that's where the money is. And I tell a lot of young artists, the money isn't really in being the artist, it's in being the producer. So learn to write songs and learn to write your music and try to be that self-contained artist. If you can pick up a guitar or a piano and play it, and, you know, try to do as much of the work in the project as you can. You know, and beware of signing production deals. Sometimes you sign up with these producers. They own you. You become a puppet. They're the puppet master, and you're a slave to their rhythm. You know,
You start doing work for hire stuff.
Exactly, and that's just what the Mary Jane Girls were, work for hire. You know, Rick made the money. You know, we were the puppets. He was the puppeteer. When he was done, he was done. And it's like, no, you're lost sheep, and you've got to find your way. So I tell young artists, learn to write a song, at least if you write the hook. Try to write a verse or demand in your contract, you're going to give me writers anyway, whether I write one word or two. But I've got to get some publishing. I've got to get a piece of what you're getting from me. You know, basically that's where the money is in the publishing.
Where all the singers at? Seem like the last, decade? I mean, we haven't seen many singers. We've been seeing a lot of rappers, but not many singers.
Well, because I think the rappers are more hustlers, and they do own their projects, and they're making it out there on their own. And we're seeing a lot of the singers coming out of the American Idols and The Voice and, you know, the X Factor, and then they become puppets in those webs, you know, and they really can't walk and do what they want to do. They become property of these shows and they get record deals for them, and then they become a piece of property. So, yes, you get discovered, but there's a price to pay.
Right. Well, definitely. I'm glad to hear you say all that.
A lot of people aren't honing the crafts anymore. A lot of people are going, you know, my son is one, in fact, but no one's picking up live instruments. There's not any real artist development anymore. There's just, you know, it's like, hey, let me do what I do, and if I get lucky, I get lucky. But the computer age and the sampling, and everyone's been taking shortcuts. But,
we need to blame our economy on a lot of that, because I know when I was going to school, you know, we had band and we had harmony and we had
exactly.
A lot of programs in school.
And when they take them out of the school programs because of money, I mean, I'm estimating there probably won't even be public schools in 10 years. I'll bet you that most people are homeschooling their kids because the public school system, the teachers aren't getting what they're worth. There's so much pressure going on between the teachers having to deliver, the students having to deliver, and what they can't deliver, it's on the parents. The parents are working full-time jobs and coming home and doing 4 hours of homework because of the pressure. And then they're going into colleges, and they're, you know, if they get a scholarship, that's great, but then you're getting loans for college. By the time you get out, then you're already got poor credit because you can't pay your school loans back. You can't get a job. I say be passionate. I'm teaching my son to not work for anybody else. Work for yourself. I asked a millionaire once, a billionaire, I said, how did you get your first million? He said to me, stop working. And I thought about it. We're talking about stop working. Well, how do I eat? He said, stop working. What he really meant was stop working for somebody else and being a slave to the rhythm. we all have crafts and things that we can do. And for myself, I stopped working for other people 10 years ago. I mean, I have my own catering business. I have my own cookie business. I do artist development. I mean, I do speaking, public speaking engagements on the industry. I'm an anti-aging guru. I'm spokesmodel for anti-aging skincare line. I do seminars representing women over 40, you know, getting to get their sexy back and eat better and to look good, feel good, and live longer. I'm authoring books. There's so many things that you can do within yourself if you just take a moment and look inside yourself and start getting up every morning for that 9 to 5, you know.
Definitely.
I agree. Definitely. I agree. Okay, well, we're about to get into your new single. It's called Shine, everyone. Stay tuned. Maxi Bond, new single entitled Shine. That's a beautiful song, Maxi, man. I was very impressed, man. The instrumentation is superb. Well done.
Thank you so much. I worked with, I worked at Eddie Hedges' studio. He used to be with Blessed Union. He's a gospel singer. And he's got a wonderful studio out here. And he did a great job with me, and you know, I did the melody and the lyrics, and it just came so easily because the message was there. Everything I wanted to say, it was just right there. I just felt it right away to that track, and it just flowed, and it was just easy to do.
Felt good. I have a caller, I believe, wants to talk to you. Hold on one second.
Great.
Caller, you're live with Backseat Bond.
Hey, this is Big Pain out of Compton. I'd like to give a shout out to Free Cadillac and Maxi. Oh, I really enjoyed that song. The thing I enjoyed about it is you kept it young and relevant. And I think it's a hit. I'm very excited about it. I can't wait to get my own copy of it. How are you doing?
I'm fine, honey. I'm blessed and highly flavored.
Great, I like that one.
You know, I'm a cook, so I always tell people I'm blessed and highly flavored.
That's what's up. I was really enjoying that song. You know, but I had a question for you, too. And, you know, this is a question that you might not get asked a lot. But I was just curious, you know, because you have a lot of men out there that make it big, and then they have like this is way to the left too, by the way. But they have, you know, they have groupies, and I was wondering, did you have any problems with like male groupies back in the day?
Oh, we didn't have any problem back in the day because Rick had a security guard for each girl. We weren't allowed to go nowhere without our security guard. We had to stand at the door at the hotel. Every night, we were escorted in and out together. It's funny because we were going into the MTV building one time for an interview, and there was like a 13-car pileup, and we went to the mall, and there were stampedes. I mean, we were as big as Destiny's Child, I'd say, in the 80s, and we had that same kind of rhythm, but Rick didn't allow any groupies, honey. There's just no way that he was going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, that would be a smart thing, but you're very talented. So is the song that you just played, is it released yet, or is there any way
that...
Yeah,
you can buy it on iTunes, I believe.
On iTunes? Oh, okay. And it's Get Your Shine On?
Yeah, it's called Shine, and right. There's a video on, you can look at the video I did for it. Go to YouTube, Shine Maxi B, go Shine Maxi B on YouTube.
Okay, that is great.
You can find the video, and you can, a lot of people play the video over and over. I have people that exercise to it, you know, and they just love it as inspiration, and, you know. And I really didn't do it to sell it and be a moneymaker. I did it for inspiration, so.
Okay, and it's a very inspirational song, you know. And it's a shame that, you know, you had negativity that inspired you to write that song, but it's a very inspirational song. You know, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, pass it on to others. You know, if there's somebody that you know that's dealing with an issue and they're not comfortable with themselves, or somebody's making them feel down, you know, just tell them to turn on that song or watch the video and look at my smile, my eyes, and the Spirit of the Lord will come out and just grab them.
And I will do that. Thank you. It was nice talking to you. See you later.
You too, my darling. Have a blessed and wonderful evening.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
You're tuned in, y'all, to 93.3 FM Ism, live in the house.
That is so nice,
Tweed. The Leather Queen herself, Maxi Bond.
You've got such nice listeners, Tweed.
Oh, Maxi, man, because they love you. Without you, it wouldn't be me.
Oh, are they loving you? I hear them. Calling to give a shout out to Mr. Tweed, Mr. Cadillac.
Oh, man, you're making me blush. Actually, I would like to give a shout-out to one of our mutual friends that kind of put this thing together. Her name is Ms. Glo Thornton, man.
Ms.
I want to give a
Thornton,
big round of applause.
I know. I was just shout-out to her, too. That's my girl. And thank you, Ms. Glo.
She's cooler than a fan. She's cooler
than a
fan.
Isn't she? That's one of my besties. You know, she's one of my BFFs. And, you know, that's my sister and, you know, my spiritual sister. And, oh, I just love her to death. She... You know, I can't live without her.
Wow, we have another caller. Hold on one second. Caller, you're live with Tweed Cadillac of 93.3 FM Ism and Maxi Bond. Caller. Okay.
Hello, this is Larry Dennison from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Larry! Is it Larry Dennison?
That's me, honey. I wanted to call and wish you a happy belated birthday since I didn't get to speak with you. And I just wanted to let you know I'm out here listening.
People need to know because I talk about Larry on other interviews. You know, being in the Rick James family, we all know Tina Marie and remember Tina Marie. This here is the guy who runs the Tina Marie website. He's totally in love with Tina Marie. He just keeps her spirit and her music and everything alive since her passing. And I just want people to know that they can look up Larry Uwe Dennison on Facebook. And he's always posting magical things about Tina. And, you know, he finds these videos and paraphernalia and, you know, memorabilia that nobody has. And he's always sharing it with you. So if you really are a Tina Marie fan as well, you know, go ahead and join Larry on Facebook or under Larry Uwe Dennison. And, you know, God bless Tina. And he's doing a great job of keeping her memory alive. And, you know, he loves his Maxi B, too, but I know he loves his Tina.
Oh, I love my Mary Jane girls and Rick James and all the P-Punk and everything.
Yes, baby, I know. You know I love you, Larry. Thanks for calling, honey. You're such
I love you, and happy belated birthday, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, honey. Are you coming out here for Pride at all?
I'm not really sure yet. My schedule, you know, I have to check that, and I'll get you more information on that. Will do, honey.
Okay,
love
honey.
You.
Have a blessed night, Larry.
You too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you more. Bye.
Maxi Bon, you are just world famous. So what's any of your social network contact you want to share with any other listeners?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, how can they get in contact with you?
Oh, I see what you're saying as far as the internet. Okay, well, I'm on Facebook under Maxi Bond, M-A-X-I, as in Maxi Pack. They want to go Maxine, Maximilian. It's M-A-X-I, and then Bond, like James Bond. That's my Facebook page.
Okay, that's beautiful. Maybe you can add me as a friend, because you have so many friends, nobody could actually get in. That's not good.
Oh, you just go ahead and put your request in, and if I don't get it, my assistant, Addie, will get you. Trust and believe.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. So,
And if you can't find me, you can go to Glow Thornton, too. Glow Thornton is my assistant, and, you know, she'll make sure you get in there, too.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, I got one other question for you, man. Speaking of Rick James, I don't want to bash his memory. I love Rick James. Actually, I played a song earlier. But what can you tell me that you actually learned from Rick James? Let's leave the money aside and the business side of music. What did Rick James inspirationally leave you?
Well, I actually learned the business side from Motown, because when In My House was on the charts and I got a negative minus $70,000 royalty statement in the mail, which meant I was never going to make money off the Mary Jane girls, I went to Motown Records and I asked Jay Lasker, the president, for a job. And I worked in sales and promotion at Motown for 2 years with Miller London for a good year and a half to 2 years, and that's where I really learned the business. But, oh, so many wonderful things I learned from Rick and Motown, from Berry Gordy and his school of Motown and Rick. I learned how to be a perfectionist. I learned how to be a professional. I learned how to become a songwriter. I learned how to be a producer. I learned how to be the best entertainer that I could be. I learned how to smile even though my feet hurt. I learned to live for my fans, for our fans. And, you know, I learned to hone my craft. It wasn't always bad with Rick. It was great. There were so many good things. It was some good, the bad, and the ugly. But, you know, I try to remember the good. I'm not bitter anymore about the bad. I've just learned to turn it around. You know, he did what he did, and we learned what we learned. And now I'm just taking all the skills that I learned, and I'm working with them, you know. And Rick loved my cooking. You know, that was another thing that I appreciated. After the Mary Jane goes, and I started my own catering business, and you know, he loved my cooking, so he'd have me come around and cook every now and then and cater his parties. And he actually had me cater on the Jackson estate for his son's birthday. And it was great because I had the Jacksons and Rick's family eating my food. It was just such a blessing. And they absolutely loved it. So.
Wow, that's deep. Man, I love your spirit, Maxie. I would love, man, you might even bring me out of retirement. I might pick up a microphone and do a song with you. I have some tracks.
What are you waiting on? What
do
you say? Don't believe that age is nothing but a number, like Alaya said, honey. Age ain't nothing but a number, and a number ain't nothing but a thing, okay? That's what it is.
Well, you know how they want to put an age cap, man, on us MCs.
But you know what?
Man, I love your spirit, man. I would love to have a collaboration with you, man.
Well, we'll see what we can do, my dear. But like I said, you have to know what your demographic is, and that's why I'm doing the house music, because honestly, the gay audience, I love them, and they love me. They love Cher. They love the Madonna. AJ, nothing but a number to them. They're into the message, into the music. You know, you're dealing with the money makers, those record companies and that want the young stuff. And that's where my son fits in, but there's a place for everybody. The over 40 market is what I'm representing now. I represent women over 40. On my next cookbook, you know, I did my first one with champagne and collard greens, which sold out twice already. That was my down-home collection. I've cooked for endless slew of, celebrities for over 20 years, and that was my down-home collection. My next book, Beauty and the Feast, it's already finished, so at the cover, we're just waiting for the release of it. We've got some reality show things pending right now. I've been asked to participate in 3 reality shows, and I'll see which ones get picked up, and possibly in the near future, I'll be branding my messages and my products and my representation of women over 40, and, you know, that's where my head is. So if you're over 40, you just have to know your demographics. There's no reason why you can't do jazz or do a message in a song that relates to us. You know what I'm saying?
There's a message for everybody.
It doesn't have to be for the 19-year-olds.
Exactly. Me, I'm into the lowrider thing. My niche is lowrider, oldies, R&B, and all in between.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Tweed. You know, I have to play a song for a dear friend of mine. He told me to keep my head up. He said, whatever I'm going through, I got to keep going. If you're going through hell, simply keep going. He told me to smile. His name is...
Keeping your head up, that one?
His name is Jimmy Caraway, and the song is by Renee and Angela. It's called Smile.
Yeah. And then there's always Keep Your Head Down, too.
93.Tweet FM is...
Nothing means as much.
Your smile,
like that special time.
such a beautiful song, man. Your Smile.
Oh, isn't it?
Man, it's a beautiful song, man.
I miss that.
Yeah, I do too, man. I miss all the oldie artists, man. That's why I try to have this platform to be able to really showcase them and let them do what they do, man. As of next week, you might want to tune in. I'm going to have the incomparable Melba Moore on the show with me. I'm very proud. And yeah, man, that's like real, real big. I have Lenny Williams scheduled. I have the Stylistics coming through, 93.3 Tweed. It's a beautiful day.
Wow.
It's a beautiful day. But I really want to thank you, man, for hanging out with me tonight.
Are
if you want to hang out, you're more than welcome. I'm going to play some more fly music for you. And if you want to sit back and enjoy, and I can leave the phone line open for you as well.
Oh, thank you, honey. I'm going to get back in here in the studio real quick with my son.
Right. Tell him I said hello, and you guys stay close. I'm here for you.
All right, honey. You too. And I'm going to listen. When are you doing Melba's show again? She's got a
That'll be May 30th. May 30th, next Thursday night. Call in, talk to Melba. Call in, talk to me. Just call in, talk to the people.
Okay, honey. Thank you, Tweed, so much. I'm going to keep your number, honey, and I might have some questions for my old school family, too.
Wait a minute. You might not could go yet. I think I have another caller for you. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're live with Maxi Bond.
Hey, what's good, Tweed? It's your boy Ricky Martin calling out that Seattle, Washington, Emerald City, baby.
Oh,
that's the Ricky you were telling me about.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. He loves
you,
Maxi.
Yeah, I just wanted
Maxi,
to say that you still hot and everything, but like I said, my fiance is hot too, boo, so I just wanted to give you a shout-out.
Well, you hold her close, honey. If you got your good one, you better keep her. Be good to her.
Oh, I'm already knowing. I'm too blessed to be stressed, honey. Believe that.
Well, that's my saying, too. I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I'm up here going to school in the rainy city up here doing my thing, you know. Tweed Caddy, that's my boy. Matter of fact, you know, I just burnt your album player back in the day, that Penthouse Players Click, man. You know, you was on live on that one, man.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing, man. Like how Maxi says, you know, 20 years in the game, man, I'm the same, man. But now my platform is 93.3, so believe. Make sure that you tell all your friends to tune in with me on Thursday nights, man. If you like oldies, I'm the place to be.
Right, yeah. And I just wanted to say, no doubt, thanks, sweetheart. And I just wanted to say rest in peace to the big homie Eazy-E, you know, because if it wasn't for him, it would be no Tweed or nobody else. So, you know, rest in peace, big homie.
Amen.
I truly agree. Speaking of Eazy-E, he's having a tribute concert on his birthday, which is September 7th, and me and Player Ham, Penthouse Players, have decided to make an appearance. It's going to be all the Ruthless artists from back in the day, so you might want to tell your friends, man, to support
that
cause.
Is that information with LL Cool J and
Maxi, it was a West Coast thing. Ruthless Records back in the day, Eazy-E. I'll hip you up to
all of it. Yeah, okay.
I got to meet his proteges before I go. Bone Thugs and Harmony. I got to meet them when I lived in Minnesota, though.
Oh, that's a beautiful situation, man.
One of my managers, Lazy Bones.
Yeah. They're good people. You know, they like Queen Caddy. I got their back like a chiropractor. Believe that.
Yeah, they're very nice. I've been in the studio with a couple of them.
Man,
right.
That's great to know, man. Thanks for your support, sir, man.
Yeah,
man. Tweed,
game
Seattle,
rapping
man,
out of game,
in.
Homie. Yep, 206, baby, stand
in.
Up. Yep, tune in all day, Seattle 206, stand up.
Ricky,
right,
what's your
you,
lady's
sir.
Name?
Her name's Linda. She's right here. Say something, Linda.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Linda, girl, I wanted to give you a shout-out, baby girl.
All right.
Have a blessed night, y'all.
All right.
I told Mr. Martin, man, if he didn't stand up, I was gonna bust him out, man. But everybody loves you, Maxi. I love you too, Rick, man. Slick Rick, man.
I love
stay
you
down,
too,
man. Mr. Martin. It's all good, man.
Get at me on Facebook, too, Max, when you got the time, you know, Ricky Martin, you know.
Okay, sweetheart. You have a blessed night. You take care of that lady now.
You do the same, y'all. Oh, very well. You know, God bless you guys.
Oh,
all right.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling, sir.
Man.
Y'all live, 93.Tweed, Maxi Bond, Chef Supreme, recording artist, activist. She does it all, y'all. Maxi, man, I sure appreciate you calling in. And you know that you have a home here at 93.Tweed. Whenever you have a platform that you would like to discuss, feel free to get at me. I got your back, your side, and your front.
I really, really appreciate that. You don't know when I might take you up on that.
Girl, you and man, give me something hard to do. I got you. 93.Tweed, man. We're going to get into a song, man. Y'all stay tuned.
The official Country City Boys, Ike and Shite. We stopping through the show while I love with 93 Tweed FM. With Tweed Cadillac, from oldie to smooth rap. every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You dig?
Yep.
We're back live, y'all. Maxie Bond, I know you got a dish cooking. If you want to skirt or skate, I appreciate. It's all good. Ma, tell me what you want to do.
You know, I wanted you to know that we're doing, that I just shot a sizzle for a reality show called Diamonds.
Okay.
And they're going to start pitching it. And it's Sherry and I from the Rick James proteges, you know, from the Mary Jane girls. And we've got two girls from the Prince camp who've actually become friends. And, you know, from these rival camps, we've become friends. And it's kind of a reinvention show. And we'll also be developing young talent. And the show is called Diamonds. And we just finished doing the sizzle, and you know we're hoping and praying that it'll get picked up on some wonderful network soon, so that you know we can start putting our expertise and all the wonderful things we learned out there, and I can begin my branding process, and you know, and we can all become relevant again out of an unrelevant situation.
Well, that sounds beautiful. You definitely have my support. You would definitely have my listeners' support. I got your back, your front, and your side. Once again, callers, for all of those who love Maxie Bond, everything she's about, feel free to contact her on all of her networks she just listed. Tell them your networks one more time, your Facebook information.
At Facebook, you could find me under Maxie Bond, M-A-X-I, Bond, like in James Bond. You can find me at MaxieBmusic.com. CookingWithMaxieV.com, and if you want to hear my song Shine or watch the video, you can go to YouTube, and it's Shine Maxie V. So all of those have links. You can find me somewhere, or look up the Mary Jangles, and I'm sure there's a link to find me somewhere. And all us other heifers, we're all on there somewhere.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
And
well,
I just
want to Maxie,
my other girl,
another
you know,
question.
Candy just had her birthday. Happy birthday to Candy. And Corvette just had her birthday. And all three of us are Tauruses. And Sherry and I have been working together on the sizzle. And Corvette's out there singing backgrounds. Her husband's managing the Jacksons right now. And they're all traveling the world having fun with that. And Candy's up in her hometown of Motown in Detroit working on some wonderful things up there. And I just want to wish them all well. And JoJo, I just don't know what she's doing right now. We just say God bless you and come on home, sis. Whenever you're ready, we're here.
Wow, that's right. If you extend that hand, they have no reason not to reach out to it, man. That's beautiful, man.
I've extended the hand, all my hands, my fingers, toes, and the olive branches, honey.
Wow. I usually tell the other artists, you know, hey, if you give up or lay down, you're going to lose, you know. You might not can change the direction of the wind, but you can change your sails to reach your destination. So, hey,
Amen.
Every man that has a plan is going to be in
Amen.
Command.
Yep, I know yep. I'm going on a ride and a journey right now, and, hey, I would love for them to come with me, you know, and I know they're going on their journeys, and I wish they would have me. So I just say let's think of each other and, you know, let's bless each other. You know, I don't like to see cat fighting. You know, we have, you know, that's something that happens in a lot of girl groups from, you know, we hear about it from Jade to Invoke to whatever. I don't want that to be our reality or our legacy. You know, we put a lot of hard work into our project and to making, you know, the Mary Jane Girls what it was. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep the peace. And I just want people to have fond memories of what we were and what we could be.
As you should. I got the perfect song for that. Y'all tuned in to 93.3 Tweet FM.
Come on.
walk a fine chalk line and put the needle to the grind. Yeah. Representing one kind, see an eye for the blind. Witness what I carry on, bears a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you want to purchase. Yeah. A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Pete Rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. Yeah. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do.
You know, this is the world. That's right, y'all.
For high rates, every time we sample all the pastime great, stick it in the SP 1200P to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, written by the CL, produced by the PR, and that ain't any credit that you heard thus far. A start from scratch, cause the bass line's critical, better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G. Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here like a bootleg, you're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true.
You got to tell them, sir. You got to tell them, sir.
Like the strands of lens, well, I'm thinking that said. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. Ionide lit to verify, going to multiply. A theory many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You know exceptions to the ruling at the plus. Cause who job blessed, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know the kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one for the crew.
You gotta everybody must. You gotta everybody must. They must. The YGs, they must. The hilltop, they must. The whole money earning must. Everybody must. Come on.
You heard it first, 93.3. FMism. We need to straighten it out. Max, we told y'all, man. Let's straighten this out, man. Let's make things come together, man. Let's make everything work. What you do today can dictate tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You are live, 93.2 FM, Izzo, Maxi.
I'm still singing, change it up. That was change
yeah, that was the joint, wasn't it?
Yes,
I have my people. I have my people right now at Mail Raw, Niflack Media Services, trying to land that group, man. They've been exceptional, man. I have a executive over there named Natrib Sakul. He's like a wizard. He's the one, man, that got me Evelyn Champagne King, the Stylistics. Man, I really don't want to say too much, you know, because, man, I don't want him to start hating on me. But, man, I have a lineup next month that's going to be phenomenal. You're more than welcome to come back whenever you have anything to talk about. I got your back, your side.
Well, honey, I'm going to keep your number, and I'm going to call in from time to time, and we'll catch up. And right now I'm going to go tend to my son back here in the studio.
Actually, you can't go. You have one more caller. Can you just take this last
call
for me? All right. Don't try to leave, Maxie. You're kidnapped on 93.3.
Hold on. I'll be in there in a minute, son.
Caller, you're live on the air with Maxie.
Maxie, man, how you doing, man? Sweet Cadillac.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, player, what's going on with you, man? This is Bruce Rothschild, man, East Coast player, Jack. I hear
man,
y'all
I'm
doing
chilling,
y'all thing
man,
out
I'm
chilling,
man, with Maxi Vaughn, the Leather Queen, man. I'm the party rocket player, man. How's it going, sir?
Oh, man, it's going real good out here, man, and y'all sounding real well. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that Miss Vaughn is on the show. You know, I got to hear some of that Rooftop, man, if you got it queued up somewhere, man. You know,
I'll have it all night long.
Real heavy. Oh, man, that's that East Coast thing, Jack.
Yes,
you
it
know?
Is.
You thought I didn't have it. You thought I didn't have it. I got, man, I was well equipped, man. Maxi said she was coming. I had to roll out the red and the blue carpet, man. I got all that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where
you
from
know,
on East Coast?
Man, for all my callers and all my listeners that don't know, the man on the line right now. It's Philly's finest, Mr. Boost Rothschild. He the guy that does my theme song.
Oh, okay. I'm from
yeah,
Pittsburgh.
He's the man. He's the man behind the man. He's the man, Mr. Boost Rothschild, ladies and gentlemen.
We're some Pennsylvania children, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I just love what you've been doing for years. I'm glad that you came and tuned into the show, you know, and let everybody know how the business is, because most of the time people get the game confused. They don't understand it's business. You
That's
know,
true.
They just love doing music, you know. But
yep.
Thank you for tuning in and all what you've done over the years. And,
thank
you know,
you.
I just called, you know, say, you know, Tweed Cadillac, baby, and I'm out of here.
Thank you, sir, man. We finna do it all night long.
Yeah.
Maxi Bond is not gonna be able to leave. I have her kidnapped in the back, y'all. Don't worry.
Would you like me on the phone?
I didn't mean to cut that song on you, Maxi, but I know, man, you got to get back to the studio to your people.
Dude, I know your fans are mad. They were just, they were just getting into the two-step and getting close.
Wow, man. But I don't want to hold you up, man, because you've extended your olive branch like you told me. And I know that you can't wear out your welcome.
Aw, you're so sweet. You're not wearing out your welcome, honey. It's just I'm the mother of a 17-year-old.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, man. Once again, this broadcast is sponsored by I Am Indie. And we want to really give a big thanks out for Maxie Bond for taking the time out of her busy schedule to come talk to everybody. And I want all my listeners, man, to stay tuned for my upcoming broadcast. It's going to be a beautiful month next month. God is blessing me in a real way. And, hey, big shots only become big shots because they keep shooting. Ain't that right, Maxie?
I love that. I love that.
You got to keep on shooting, man. You got to keep on shooting. All I want to say is it's been a pleasure. The pleasure has been all mine. We're going to knock out another little song. I want to tell you and Glow, thanks for your participation. Call me when you need me. Off air, hit me up at Facebook. I'm a Tweed Cadillac. Simple as that. Facebook.com/Tweed Cadillac. And we're going to chop it up like bread. Stay close to me. I got you. Matter of fact, send me your email, TweedCadillac@yahoo.com. I'm going to shoot you a track. I might could produce a song for you, Maxie, that'll blow up, man. Stay close.
Okay, wonderful. If you do me a big favor, would you call my assistant, Miss Glow, and give her an address? I'd like to send you something special in the mail.
Beautiful. I got you covered like a rug. Don't worry about it. Thank you again, Miss Bond. It's been a
pleasure. You're welcome, and thank you all the Tweed Cadillac listening fans out there. And thank you, Rick Williams. Special love to you and your lady. And all the Mary Jane Girl fans, you know, thanks for the love and support and the radio DJs that continue to play our music and all the young guys coming up in the music industry that continue to sample and keep it alive and Larry Dennison for calling in. And thank you so much, everybody. And shout out to my girls. And everyone have a blessed and highly flavored night. Love y'all.
Man, we love you too. Drodians.
The backbone gone. He can't do nothing.
Queen on a positive tip, y'all. I want to thank her. I want to thank
thank you for listening to 93.3 FM. Much more in store for the month of June. Please stay tuned.
Day after day, ooh, 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 screaming away, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake your hips, ooh, just drive me wild. I've
Sweet FM-ism. I really would like to thank all my listeners tonight, all my callers tonight, for chopping up with me and Miss Maxie Bond, world famous Mary Jane girls. Very, very enlightening interview. Stay tuned, man. You guys rolling in the funk zone, nothing but lowrider oldies, R&B and all in between. 93.3, tell a friend, y'all. This one goes out to DJ Bear at the Menlo Club, DJ Tom Tom. My broadcasting mentor, Freddie C. Extend my hand to Mr. Kevin Slow Jam and Jane for extending your hand to me from the inside of the game. A good friend told me, you know, I might be asking for too much too soon, but with your support, this telecast headed to the moon. Funny what the difference a day makes. This broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indie. I am your host, Sweet Cadillac, the party rocking player. You're locked in at 93.3 FM-ism. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. No skinny jeans around here, y'all. Tell a friend, until next week, the incomparable Melba Moore, live in the house. It's going down in a real way. Till next week, y'all. God bless. And remember, whatever you do today will dictate tomorrow. I'm out of here. Peace.